In our gospel this Sunday, our Lord is speaking to the 12 apostles, and he has much to say about fear. Three times he tells them not to fear. Fear no one were the very first words we heard from his lips this evening. And indeed, the Lord says this because as his disciples, we are called to live with a certain fearlessness. Our discipleship should fill us with great courage and confidence, even though there are many forces that work against us as we strive to live as his disciples. We have our own interior tendency to sin in our lives that is a struggle for us throughout our lives. We have various influences from without in the world in which we live, a secular culture that pressures us so much to conform to the ways of the world rather than to the demands of discipleship. And we can't forget the devil's conniving efforts to draw us away from God, but none of these things need to be feared if we remain in Christ, because he is more powerful than all of them. He is all-powerful, omnipotent. In fact, that's why the church calls us to gather here for Holy Mass every Sunday. Today is the Lord's Day, because this is the day above all days when he manifested his supreme power, when he conquered that which we tend to fear the most, death, when he rose from the dead. And so, in Christ Jesus, we need fear nothing and no one, not even death itself. It's why in the gospel he said, "Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul." We see this perhaps best of all in all of those many, many martyrs down through the centuries who have willingly shed their blood, laid down their life without fear because of their confidence in the power of Christ to raise them from the dead. But there's something somewhat out of place, seemingly at first, in the midst of all these words of Christ when he tells us not to fear, because then, right in the middle of it all, he says, "Be afraid. Be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna." Jesus is talking here about God, the one who at the moment of our death will judge us as meriting either the eternal reward of heaven immediately or after a period of purification and purgatory, or the eternal punishment of separation from him in hell, which he calls in the gospel Gehenna. Jesus is speaking here about fear of the Lord. And this, believe it or not, is a gift. It's one of the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, fear of the Lord. We hear that phrase and it probably strikes us as odd. God is not someone to be feared, we think. We know that God is good, that he loves us, that he wants us to be with him in the perfect joy of heaven. Why should we have fear of God? But what our Lord is teaching us here is that fear of the Lord is different from how we ordinarily think of fear. Usually, fear means we're scared of someone or something because of some harm that that person or thing might do to us. And certainly, we don't fear God in this way. He would never harm us. He desires only our good. But we learn in our first reading today in some simple words of the prophet Jeremiah, what we're meant to understand by fear of the Lord. The prophet says, "Sing to the Lord, praise the Lord, for he has rescued the life of the poor." And just before this, he says, "To God, to you, I have entrusted my cause." You see, Jeremiah is recognizing here his littleness, his poverty, that he is powerless to overcome these enemies who are plotting against him. And he saw that his only hope was to entrust his cause to the Lord. Because despite his poverty and smallness, the fear of the Lord taught him also the greatness of God, his great power, his utter transcendence over everything else that is. And that, my friends, is fear of the Lord. Here's how Pope Francis summarized it in the general audience back in 2014. He said, "Fear of the Lord is the gift of the Holy Spirit through which we are reminded of how small we are before God and of his love, and that our good lies in humble, respectful, and trusting self-abandonment into his hands." That all sounds beautiful and attractive, self-abandonment into the hands of the one who loves us. But it's difficult to live in this way. We want to be in control of our lives. We want to put our confidence in our own strength, our ability to succeed and do well in life. Fear of the Lord says, "I recognize that I am not strong, that I'm weak, that I'm poor." And fear of the Lord motivates me to live in trusting self-abandonment into the hands of God, who is all-powerful and who has the right to direct my life. Here maybe is what it looks like very concretely in our lives. The commandments of God, his law. Fear of the Lord welcomes the law of God, his commandments, recognizing them as a gift. And so in our lives, when there's some commandment of Christ or his church that I am tempted to ignore because it's hard or because I don't understand it, that's a place where I need to pray for greater fear of the Lord. That would allow me to humble myself and say, even though I don't understand this, God is God and I am not. And I'm grateful for this law, even though it's hard. Or when we confront some suffering or trial, difficulty in our lives, our tendency is to resent that, to resist it, rather than in that moment to make an act of surrender and trust in the Lord, whose providence, for whatever reason, has permitted this difficulty in my life, and whose providence will bring good out of it if I surrender myself humbly in trust to him. And that's where I need fear of the Lord, to give myself over to him in those moments of suffering and trial. Today, as we meet our Lord here in the Holy Eucharist, let's ask him to increase in us that gift of fear. We received it in our baptism. If we've been confirmed, it's been strengthened in us through that sacrament. But there's always a need for growth in these gifts of the Holy Spirit. And here's the beautiful paradox. As you and I grow more and more in this holy fear of the Lord, right along with that grows the fearlessness with which the Lord desires us to live our lives as his disciples. Because when I recognize my smallness and God's greatness, and I place my trust in him, then I fear nothing. Because I'm in the hands of the Almighty One. Let's surrender ourselves in this Holy Mass to our Lord, asking him for that grace to grow today in the gift of fear of the Lord. St. Patrick, pray for us.